All right, let's get started. I wanted to start by saying a bit about the papers that you people have been handing me, and I've now read, I think, about two-thirds of them. My normal policy, which I think I've been consistent on, though I'm not sure, is when I receive the paper, I send you an email which basically says received or something like that, so you know I got it. And then when I read the paper, I add comments. One of the wonderful things about doing this with word processors instead of paper is I can mark something as read. And if I just mark it as read, that usually means I think it's a typo or a grammatical mistake or something like that, you know, a misspelling. And sometimes if there's a missing word, I put in, you know, bracket for, close bracket, because it looks like you left that word out. But then I also use the red to mark things I'm going to comment on. So there's a sentence I selected in comments, and then my comments are in brackets in red. And then I sometimes have summary comments at the end. So it's basically some combination of providing you with a little bit of free copy editing so as to clean it up, because I notice those things when I'm going through, so I might as well point them out. But more importantly, my comments on what's in it. I think I know what our first group Thursday is going to be, but I will put it up this evening on the syllabus with the links. The papers group in an interesting kind of way. I've got about three or four clusters of papers on related topics, and I figure each cluster will take 1 to 2 days, depending on how much it takes. And I think the first group is going to be a cluster of papers that have to do with some medical IP issues. Two of them are pretty closely related, having to do with drug patents, especially in India, where there's been a Supreme Court case, which a number of people thought was interesting. But then there are also a couple of other medical ones that I may include, and my guess is we'll only get through about two papers, but I have the others so that if we end up running out of stuff to talk about, we can go on to a third. The next cluster I think I'm going to do is 3D printing, where I think we're going to have a total of 4 different papers related to 3D printing, which is an interesting and fun subject. And then the third cluster is probably going to be games, because we've got papers having to do with video games, with board and card games, with a variety of different IP things. And probably after that, I'm not sure if anything else fits together, so after that it may be sort of random selection. I don't know if we'll get through all of the papers or not. I'm sort of trying to prioritize it in some sense on the things that look to me like it'd make the most interesting discussions. The format I'm planning to at least try with to start with is that there is some order to which papers we're discussing. You're the first paper. You have, if you want, 5 to 10 minutes to talk about your paper. You are not supposed to be trying to repeat the paper, because you couldn't do that in 5 or 10 minutes. You are supposed to assume everyone else in the room has read the paper, and if you haven't read the paper, you should be ashamed of yourselves, because that's your part of this procedure. So then the person whose paper it is, if he wants, can talk about it a little bit. He can say, you know, here are some things which I should have covered and didn't. Can you help me with it? Or this is the main thrust of the paper, but something fairly brief. After that, it's free for all, and you people are supposed to make suggestions, make criticism, whatever you like, and the author of the paper chips in. And if we've got two papers on the same topic, the author of the second one obviously is encouraged to engage in the discussion of the first paper. Then you go to the second paper. Insofar as I can, if one of the papers does more of a survey of the subject, I'll do it first, but it's sort of going to be somewhat arbitrary what order they go in. And if we actually succeed in getting through two papers, we then can go on to a third, which probably won't be quite as closely related, but we'll have something to do with the same issue. So any